بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيأتون موسى فيقول لست بصاحب ذلك، اذهبوا إلى عيسى كلمة الله وروحه. فيقول عيسى لست بصاحب ذلك. We are reading in this chapter of fulfilling the amanat which is upon a person. He must not make khiyanat, he must fulfill and whatever amanat. And amanat is money which is kept by a person also, and all other amanats also. Like Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard. Allah had presented this amanat, that is the whole of deen, to practice upon it. So even our families are our amanat, our children are our amanat, parents are our amanat, everything. So with regard to that, this lengthy hadith, that it shows at the end that the amanat will claim a person on the full sirat if he did not fulfill the amanat. And the other thing which is mentioned in this hadith is about sila rahmi, that is maintaining family ties. That is also very important. And this hadith we read that Jannat will be presented to the people on the day of Qiyamah. Then they will go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and ask him to have Jannat open for them. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will decline, saying that I made the error in Jannat of eating of the forbidden fruit. So I am not fit for it. Go to my son Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they will tell him, you were the friend of Allah, Khalilullah. You have the doors of Jannat open for us. He will also say that was at that time, but now I am not fit for that. And the three occasions when outwardly it looked like a lie, but it was not a lie. So he says, I am not fit for that. Go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He will go to Musa alayhi salam. He will say, I was Kalimullah, but I am also not fit for that high position. And then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will say, as we read in this part of the hadith, that he will say that, اِذْهَبُوا إِلَىٰ عِيسَىٰ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ وَرُوحَهُمْ. Go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the word of Allah. That is, Allah, he was not born of a father, but directed by the command of Allah Ta'ala. In that also we understand the great qudrat of Allah. Allah gave birth to Adam alayhi salam without a mother or father. Allah created Hawa alayhi salam without mother and father from the rub of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without a father. So Allah has got the qudrat of doing this. So go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will also decline this and say that the people had made me and my mother deities, gods besides Allah Ta'ala. That is, they believed in the Trinity, that Isa alayhi salam is also a god, his mother Maryam alayhi salam is also a god, and this Allah is going to ask us did you tell the people, قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّي إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Oh Isa, did you tell the people that they must make you and they must make your mother gods and worship you as deities, as gods besides Allah Ta'ala? And of course, Isa alayhi salam never ever said that, and that will be clarified. But however, just to be questioned by Allah Ta'ala, that is also a very, very frightening thing. So he will say, I'm also not fit for it. Go to the last and the final Nabi, that is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then we will read in front that what will transpire, how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will have the doors of Jannat open, and how the people will enter at different speeds, everyone according to his amal and actions and his position by Allah Ta'ala, they will enter Jannah. May Allah make us also amongst them out of his mercy and kindness, forgive all our faults and our gunas, And Allah Ta'ala purify us and take us also in the pure state to enter Jannah, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.